Well, A.J. Jacobs doesn't need no stinking computer. He's becoming the world's smartest person the old-fashioned way by thumbing his way through the entire Encyclopedia Britannica. It's the home stretch for A.J. He's just completed letters U, V, and W. Joins us once again from our studios in New York. A.J., thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Let's get through some of the U's first. Uncle Sam, of course. You say the model for Uncle Sam was a clown?
Yes, well, there are several different influences on Uncle Sam, but one of them, his look, the top hat and the beard, is mm-hmm. thought to be from the most famous clown of the 19th century, a man named Dan Rice. And he was an interesting man. He was a friend of Abraham Lincoln, mm-hmm. and he had a tightrope walking elephant. And he was also a serious contender for the Republican nomination for president in 1868.
Let's move on to W, the letter. Not the President of the United States. However, under W is the White House.
I would say the most interesting anecdote I thought in there was the complete and total lack of security at the White House back in the day. In 1842, Charles Dickens was invited to the White House, and he came to the front door. He knocked on the front door. No answer. So he let himself in.
Did Charles Dickens take any towels or ashtrays?
Probably. You know, he was a smart man.
Grant Wood would be under W, and I understand you have discovered the models for his famous painting, American Gothic.
Yes, I don't want to disillusion people, but it was not a farmer and his wife. It was the woman was Grant Wood's sister, mm-hmm. and the man was his dentist.
He looks like a dentist, you know?
He does look a little like a DDS.
Moving on to V. I had never heard of the expression vocal fry.
This is the official name for the weird ooh sound that we make when imitating ghosts, sort of the vibrating murmur, like ooh. I'm not a very good vocal fryer, but you're very good at it.
People have remarked on my vocal frying. AJ, will you be reading it New Year's Eve?
I will probably read it New Year's Day. I might do some boiling of rice, as they do in India, or throwing water playfully on my wife, as they do in Thailand, or wearing yellow underwear, as they do in Peru. But probably not. I'll probably just go with the champagne.
Boy, they know how to have fun in Lima, don't they?
It's true.
AJ, thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.
A.J. Jacobs, senior editor at Esquire magazine, the future author, if all goes well, of The Know-It-All, One Man's Humble Quest to Become the Smartest Person in the World.